Blog Talk Radio.
Go now. Let us reason together. Question everything. Welcome to Sacred Blog Talk Radio, a show on God, faith, the Catholic Church, science, philosophy, reason, and otherworldly issues. Join the host as he tackles today's errors and refutes the fallacies of atheism and misconceptions on God, the Catholic Church, and science. And now here is your host, Sacerdotus.
Hello, everyone. This is Sacerdotus.
Hello, welcome to Sacerdotus Radio. Today's show, I'm going to speak on the changes in Twitter, in the Twitterverse, if you will. We just learned the other day that Twitter CEO Dick Costolo has stepped down effective July 1st of this year. Thanks be to God. And no disrespect to Costolo, but the way he's been running Twitter has been horrendous. And pretty much, he is to blame, well, since he's the leader, for making decisions that have brought Twitter down. And I'm going to get to that. But first, the replacement, or at least the interim chief, is going to be Jack Dorsey, who's the co-founder of Twitter. So he's going to take place of the CEO until they find a permanent replacement. Costolo has faced a lot of criticism as CEO, namely because of lack of company growth and Twitter trolls, which I have complained a lot myself. Other social networks have amounted over a billion members, while Twitter has only gathered around 300 million, mostly from the United States of America. So other social networks like Facebook and Instagram and things like that have billions of members, which is a lot of people. But Twitter, despite its popularity in the media, a lot of people are presented it now on CNN and all these different networks, and even resort to it or rely on it for polls and things like that. It only gathered around 300 million people or users, which is roughly the population of the United States of America. And that's how it's been all of these years. Moreover, Twitter has a lot of difficulty and has had a lot of difficulties dealing with trolls. Now, trolls are people with a nickname that was given to people since the mid-1990s. It's pretty much a title or moniker, if you wish, describing certain people that use the internet anonymously to harass other people. So these people, they go around on different, they used to do it on AOL, they went on chat rooms, and they will harass people, or they will send instant message thing with the little window popping up on your screen, and they will annoy you, harass you, threaten you, do all kinds of things because they thought that they were anonymous. Because once the internet became public, people could make emails, they could use whatever name they want. Once AOL became the dominant thing at the time, you could make a screen name, and you don't have to use your name, your real name, your legal name, but you could use whatever. And that, in a sense, empowered these psychotic people, because that's what they are. They're crazy. They're psychotic. They have a problem with perception of reality, dissociative disorder, where they split into a whole different person, and they use these online services as a cathartic outlet in order to vent whatever stresses or frustrations they had in their life or during the day or whatnot. So on Twitter, these people create different accounts, just like with AOL and other social networks or instant messaging services, communication services. They too create different accounts, pretend to be somebody else or some silly cartoonish character or whatnot with a silly name, and they believe they are anonymous, and they go around and they harass people, cursing at people, starting arguments for any reason or no reason at all, just to annoy people, just to bother them. Really don't have any intention to engage you intellectually. They just want to annoy you. They just want to present themselves as the contrarian, as the one that's going to counter whatever it is that you stand on and believe in or are tweeting about. So Twitter has had a lot of problem with these characters, and it forced a lot of people to leave. Many people are leaving Twitter. They're deleting the accounts, deactivating, including the daughter of the late comedian and actor Robin Williams. And back in around the time where her father committed suicide, people began disparaging her, harassing her as if she had anything to do with that. And I mean, just to show you how psychotic these people are, they were making fun of her father's death, sending her images of people with nooses around their neck committing suicide, different horrific things that they were sending this young lady. Never mind that she just lost her father, and she was suffering from it, just like anybody else would suffer when they lose a loved one, a relative, especially a parent. Well, these trolls didn't care. They just went on there, harassed her. They felt they're anonymous, nobody can do anything to them, and they could get away with it. And the reason why they were able to do this is because Twitter hasn't done anything to prevent this kind of bad behavior. I too can attest to this myself, being constantly targeted by trolls who pretend to be atheists. I have certain atheists out there, people who claim to be atheists. They use all kinds of cartoonish images of green angels or whatever it is, and goat or pig, and different images, images from the what's the name of that movie? Star Wars, Darth Vader, or some kind of cartoonish black thing image, whatever it is. A wolf, some kind of a cartoon video game wolf or whatnot. And they just go and they pretend to want to discuss with me regarding religion, Catholicism, atheism, and whatnot. And either they cannot handle what I have to offer them, or they just out to annoy one another. They just begin disparaging and attacking and cursing, and then go on and create all kinds of defamatory tweets and blogs and posts out there. I almost feel like a celebrity at times, with TMZ after me, creating all kinds of rumors to sell a story. And so I myself have been, a witness to these crazy individuals who I'm currently going after in a legal sense to track them down. I know who they are. Nobody's anonymous online. It just takes a quick investigation. You could do it yourself, or you could get a court order, a cease and desist, and a subpoena, different ISP, different blogs, Twitter itself, and others. And under the judge's order, they have to provide information. So don't be discouraged or annoyed if these trolls go after you or any other trolls, because there's a way out of it. And they're not anonymous. They could use all kinds of VPN networks and whatnot. The internet is the internet. Servers log you. They know where you are. It doesn't matter what system you use. So these trolls, they stalk users, send offensive, vulgar, and abusive messages. And they love to claim freedom of speech. Oh, I have the freedom of speech. I could do whatever I want. And that's not how freedom of speech works. Because it's funny, because these people, they resort to abuse and harassment, cursing people out, defaming them while behind a computer screen or a phone or whatnot. But if they do that in person, they will get arrested. You cannot go in the street and start cursing at people in their face and following them and cursing at them and yelling around saying that you're spreading rumors about them or whatnot as you're following this person on the street. You cannot do that, because one, either you get killed or beaten up by the person, or two, the police is going to arrest you for disturbing the peace and harassment. Now, you could cry free speech all you want or freedom of expression all you want, but they have limits. If you're interfering with somebody else's life, your free speech ends. Yes, you could say whatever you want, but the moment you're not free from the consequences of what you say or what you do. Well, with Twitter, unfortunately, it's the opposite. They could say whatever they want, and there's really no consequence. And there have been women who were threatened with rape, women who were threatened to be killed, to be stalked and whatnot, and Twitter did nothing about it. So, of course, nobody's going to feel safe on this network, and a lot of people leave and whatnot. And Twitter's support, or the network that they use to handle these alleged complaints or reports, and regarding the abusive accounts and whatnot, they seldom take action. Now, there was a period that they took action too quickly. I mean, I was able to get people suspended real quick, and I did not even have to use a tweet, an example of it. I just said this person messaged me for spam or something, and immediately they got suspended. But now, lately, it has gone downhill. And before, an actual individual used to reply. I used to get responses from actual people that work in support. And they used to dialogue with me via email and ask me what's the problem, what's the situation. And I would explain to them on the email and provide them with the links, with the evidence, and tell them, you see, this is what the person is doing. And the reason why I feel this person is abusive and should be suspended is because, look what this person sent me. Look what this person is doing. And then the Twitter's support representative will contact me back and say, we see that the person is abusive and the account will be suspended. And end the story. But now they're not doing that anymore. Now it's an automated response that's sent, which asks the people filing a report to provide a timeline of abuse, tweet links as if for evidence of abuse, and any information regarding any other accounts that are part of this abuse. So when you do that, when you respond to this email that you get, you send them the timeline of the abuse. The person has been abusing since last week or a year from now or every day or not. You show the tweets, different tweets from different periods. This person sent a tweet then, April, May, whatever. You send them the tweets showing the abuse. And then if there's other accounts that are part of this group that's attacking you, maybe it's the same person using different accounts, or maybe his friends or her friends. If you provide that information as well, this person I'm reporting is also joined with so-and-so and so-and-so. You do everything that the response from Twitter asks you to do. And then you get a response the next day. And this is what it says. Quote, hello, thank you for your report. Twitter takes reports of this nature very seriously. We were unable to take action on the account given that we could not determine it clear violation of the Twitter rules. We are happy to revisit this decision if you are able to provide further evidence of a violation. Please respond to this email with direct links to the content in question. You can find information on how to find a link into individual tweet in this article. Please note we are unable to accept screenshots. Although no action will be taken at this time, there are tools you can use that are designed to help you control what you see and what others can see about you on Twitter. This help article lists those tools as well as information about how to use them. Thank you, Twitter. So you're left with like, what the heck just happened? I just sent them the information. How can you tell me that you don't know how to determine a clear violation or asking me for evidence when I already sent you the tweets? How is that possible? Then if you reply sending the evidence and the rules, the abuser broke. So you reply to that email and you send them the same information. When it started, the timeline, you show them the evidence, you show them any other accounts associated with it, and you even include the rules. You go to the Twitter support page that shows the rules, and you actually copy and paste the rules and include it with the report. Support from Twitter will send you the same response again, even after you send them all that information. If you then get the feeling that either the person replying is a moron or it's not a human being. It's not human. Who else will continue stating that they are unable to take action on the account given that they could not determine a clear violation? Who else could say that? After you send them all of those things and whatnot. And sometimes they send this funny reply. It says, "Hello," quote, "Hello. Thank you for letting us know about your issue. We've investigated the account and reported tweets for violent threats and abusive behavior and have found that it's not currently violating the Twitter rules. If you feel that you're in physical danger based on the tweets or the behavior of the account in question, we strongly encourage you to resolve the issue outside of Twitter. Take the time to contact law enforcement and other trusted individuals to determine if the threat is valid. To do this, you should consider taking the following steps. Document the interaction with printouts or screenshots. Provide specific detail on the issue, other tweets, and or uses involved, number of instances this has happened, and what was said. Determine that this is someone you know offline and if this is happening on other websites, so that you can assess the scope of the problem and take appropriate action. Although you may feel differently about the outcome of the decision, you should still seek help if you truly feel that you are in danger. If you choose to reach out to law enforcement, we can work with them and provide the necessary information for the investigation of the issue. You can direct local law enforcement to this page for more information. Thanks, Twitter." So in the response that I just read to you, they acknowledge the evidence you have sent, but then excuse the account you reported as currently not violating Twitter rules. So what happens? The abusive accounts are left without punishment, and they continue the abuse because they get away with it. It's like if somebody steals from you in the street, somebody robs you, and you file a report, and the police, the detectives come. They look at the videos around the neighborhood, and there's actual video of the person attacking you and stealing from you. Then the police comes to you and tells you, "Thank you for letting us know about this problem, this crime, this issue, but we investigated it, and we saw that the person did steal from you, but at the moment, the robber's not robbing you, so we can't do anything." That's what Twitter's basically doing. Instead of punishing the person for the crime, for the abuse they did, that you reported, that took place, they just excuse it and say, "Well, the account's not doing it now, so we're not doing anything." And it's wrong. So this then discourages Twitter users who then delete their accounts because Twitter does nothing to stop abuse. The whole system sucks. Excuse my bluntness. Dick Costolo put it that way himself in a company memo, where he wrote, quote, "We suck at dealing with abuse and trolls on the platform, and we've sucked at it for years," end quote. And in the same memo, he also wrote, quote, "I'm frankly ashamed of how poorly we've dealt with this issue during my tenure as CEO. It is absurd. There's no excuse for it. I take full responsibility for not being more aggressive on this front. It's nobody else's fault but mine, and it's embarrassing. We're going to start kicking these people off right and left and making sure that when they issue their ridiculous attacks, nobody hears them," end quote. So that was back in February, I believe, or the beginning of this year, that he sent that in a memo, that he was embarrassed, that we suck at this job, that we're not doing anything, and that we're going to start kicking people off. To date, nothing has happened. A lot of people are still experiencing abuse. The people that I have reported, they're still there, making all kinds of mock accounts, pretending to be me, spreading all kinds of links and defamatory liberalist content, and they're still there. Twitter has not taken any action. And ironically, when the news broke out that he was going to resign, Twitter stock rose 8%, showing how shareholders were happy to learn of the news of his departure. Dick Costolo didn't know his left from his right. There had to be change. Otherwise, Twitter would have gone the way of MySpace. Twitter has a lot of potential in many areas. people use all the time to promote short status updates. The news uses it to promote quick news. There's a lot of police scanners accounts that I follow that I learn information quickly, even before the news. I know a crime happened here, somebody was robbed there, so I know to avoid that area. And they report it instantly before the news comes on and reports it. So Twitter has a lot of potential in that regard, and it's also an excellent way to promote blogs and sites and your products or whatnot. However, many changes have to be done if it is to be a viable social network and not flop like MySpace. First, they need to do something about the trolls. The app support system needs to be replaced with actual people who actually read the complaints. If the three credit bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, can attend to the millions of disputes regarding credit from customers, then Twitter Incorporated can surely hire enough people to attend to each complaint and respond to them appropriately. I mean, I would do it volunteer, do it for free. Just give me an account or a link or whatever it is that you do and send me the complaints of the people, and I'll look at it myself. I'll do it for free, because I feel that nobody should be targeted and abused, and they should be listened to. Even if it's online, yeah, but online is online reputations can hurt your real life reputation. So don't think that just because you use a different name and you're just tweeting, that it's not going to follow you in the future. It will. And we have seen this a lot of times with people sending pornographic pictures of themselves or posting something as racist or whatnot, and they get traced, and it will hurt your chances of applying for a job or trying to get into a specific school or graduate school or whatnot. It comes back to haunt you. So you have to take this seriously, especially these attacks and whatnot from these trolls. Another suggestion that may turn off trolls from Twitter is from using Twitter to harass is by posting their IP location, ISP, or internet service provider in tweets. So I made that suggestion, and I'm going to write again to Twitter to encourage them to put that in there as part of their system. To show the IP location and the internet service provider of users in their tweets. So if I send you a tweet or you send me a tweet, we could see the IP, where it's coming from, the location, and the service that we're using. We're using whatever, Verizon, whatever company out there that provides internet service. By doing this, anyone who gets their tweets will know exactly where they are and who they purchase internet from. This can serve in the future for future references in case the person has to call police or notify any legal person to proceed any legal proceedings that regarding defamation, stalking, etc. And so something has to be done about this. Otherwise, it's going to continue. And this is why people are leaving Twitter in droves, because they don't feel safe. It's just a haven for these abusive people. And it's like a game of whack-a-mole. You block one, and they create another account and harass you there. So blocking doesn't work either. So, you know, I hope the new CEO, or the interim now, the one that's permanent, does something to fix this, because blocking alone is not going to do anything. Because again, they could create accounts and they could come and continue the harassment, eventually forcing Twitter, like what happened with Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda. And shortly after the announcement of Dick Costolo's resignation, Twitter released a post on their blog saying that they're going to add a new feature to fight against trolls. And this new feature is really something that I did years ago, back in 2013, and which I received a lot of hate and criticism for. And even some Catholics weren't in agreement with me on it. And that was that I made on my site a Twitter block list. I added all the accounts that I have encountered who were abusive, spam-like, and not looking to genuinely discuss with you about religion and God and so forth. They just wanted to troll. So So I took a list, I went through all my tweets and pinpointed the different behaviors from each tweet. You know, how they came across to me and so forth. If they were genuine or they were disrespectful or looking to bait or harass one. I went through all of that and considered each account. And I went through each account and saw how they interacted with other people. And when I saw a pattern that they were just using these accounts to harass people, I put them on the list. And I posted the list, it became popular. Atheists were scared of it, and they started complaining, saying that atheists were getting suspended left and right. They were blaming me for it, and then they started attacking me, trying to get me suspended and whatnot. And I just said, I tweeted one time, the list is working, keep it up. The trolls are scared. And it was working for a time, but some people didn't like it. They felt that it was wrong, that I'm restricting free speech and whatnot. All these different Republican, conservative Christians were messaging me, saying they don't support it, and I'm restricting free speech and whatnot. And I mean, grow up. Obviously, you see that Twitter is losing members. People are getting annoyed. There's kids out there that are being harassed or have committed suicide. They might be committing suicide. They might get depression because they're being harassed and nobody's listening to them. I mean, free speech has limits in that sense. Yeah, you can say whatever you want. I'm not against free speech, but that doesn't mean that you're free from consequences. Free speech does not mean that you're free from the consequences of that free speech. So now Twitter added this thing, which I have been doing since 2013, the list. And what they're doing now is that now you could share your block list with other people. So whoever you blocked on your account, you could share it with your friends. Or they could share theirs with yours, with your account. And you could automatically block everybody on that list. So if I share my list with the people that follow me, who engage with me on a regular basis, I could forward them my list, export it to them. And they upload it, and all those accounts on my list get blocked on their account. So they won't have to deal with the people that I ran into that I had to block. And the same thing, vice versa. They send me their list. I could upload it to my Twitter account, and those people will get blocked who my friend or whoever experienced and share the list with, so that I could avoid experiencing those trolls. Well, it's nothing new, because I did the same thing on my site. I posted that list, people complained about it, and now Twitter's doing it. But that's still not enough, because again, these people can create new accounts, and they could continue. So you're just going to end up the rest of your life clicking block, 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 getting arthritis, clicking blocks. Twitter has to do something more, and I feel that if they show the IP address, the ISP information of these people, everybody on tweets, that we know where you're at, really. We know, we could pinpoint your house, your apartment. If you're in a park somewhere, we could pinpoint you. We know your ISP. We know who you buy internet from. Then that should discourage this bad behavior, because they're going to know that you could be tracked down. And you could be arrested. You could be, that you make a threat or course against somebody for physical violence or rape or whatnot. Or you could be subpoenaed, taken to court, and so forth for defamation or harassment and whatnot. And I also suggest to Twitter that they remove the mentions feature. That's really not necessary. Users should have control on the mentions, either shut it off or only let the people that they follow and who follow them be allowed to mention you. And whatnot. That should be an option and whatnot. So let me know what you think. You can visit me at sacerdotes.com. And thank you for listening. God bless and Mary keep. And let's hope and pray that Twitter will make these changes in order to could be a safe network that everybody could enjoy and not be a haven for these psychotic, mentally ill trolls out there, especially those who pretend to be atheists, who we know they're not at all. Bye now.